Yeah.
Was a Philadelphia experiment a real government project that experimented with things like time travel and teleportation, or is it just a carefully crafted story from one man? The Philadelphia experiment, in many ways, is really one of the first big major government conspiracy theories, and it lays out the root of a bunch of other later conspiracy theories. I've delved into some of these other issues in some other videos, such as the one I did on Andrew Basiago in the Montauk Project, because each of those ideas really stems back to this Philadelphia experiment. And there are a lot of questions about the Philadelphia experiment, because if it did indeed happen, then it gives credibility to all of these other issues. And if it didn't happen, that means that these other conspiracies couldn't possibly have happened either, because they find their root in the Philadelphia experiment. So let's just dive into it and ask first, what is the Philadelphia experiment? Now, the story itself begins in the year 1943. In October of that year, there was supposedly a secret government project in the works, which was messing with things like invisibility and teleportation. And there was a ship called the USS Eldridge, supposedly, in October of 1943. The government experimented on. There were a number of people on board the ship, and a force field was created around the ship. Now, this force field made it invisible, but there were a lot of other side effects that were unexpected when this force field was used, and that included the ship disappearing, some people getting fused onto the deck, and people traveling through time. There are all sorts of crazy effects that are ascribed to the Philadelphia experiment and what happened here. And there are some individuals who have claimed to have been part of and have seen these things firsthand. Now, supposedly, there were a number of different witnesses, probably hundreds of different witnesses, who had invisible, but there were a lot of other side effects that were unexpected when this force field was used, and that included the ship disappearing, some people getting fused onto the deck, and people traveling through time. There are all sorts of crazy effects that are ascribed to the Philadelphia experiment and what happened here. And there are some individuals who have claimed to have been part of the Philadelphia experiment project and have seen these things firsthand. Now, supposedly, there were a number of different witnesses, probably hundreds of different witnesses, who had seen some of these things happen. And it's said that a lot of those who were part of the project became completely insane and had to be institutionalized afterwards, and because of a lot of the negative effects, the project itself was shut down. Well, I guess that depends on what conspiracy you believe, because some other people think that they actually continued these experiments and other things like the Montauk Project. But if you look at the actual origin of the story itself, we don't see any mentions of anything like the Philadelphia experiment except from one man, and this comes from the year 1955, which is 12 years after the experiment supposedly was conducted. A man named Carlos Allende, who called himself Carl M. Allen, sent a letter to a UFO writer named Morris K. Jessup. And in these two letters that he sent to Jessup, Allende claimed that he was part of a secret government project that happened in Philadelphia with the USS Eldridge. And he outlines the basic ideas that we know today as part of the Philadelphia experiment. But the story doesn't end there. At first, Jessup just kind of ignored those letters. He didn't pay much attention to them until one day Jessup was contacted unexpectedly by the U.S. Office of Naval Research. And this was kind of a strange contact because he was just a UFO writer. And the reason they contacted him was because they received a copy of one of his books. And this book had a bunch of notes in it. It was written in three different colors, sounding like it was from three different people, but all very clearly the same handwriting. And because it was his book, they wanted to know if he had any idea what this was about and who this was from. Now, he examined the handwriting, and it looked familiar pretty much immediately. And he recognized that this was the supposed Carl M. Allen who had sent him those two letters before. And some of the ideas here were the same ideas that he found in those letters. Now, the reason that the Philadelphia experiment got any attention at all was because this book with the annotations that he had made had been copied and sold. And so it really helped Jessup a lot because he was just some kind of not too well-known UFO writer, and he really made the big time when Allen had written these annotations and the story of the Philadelphia experiment began to spread and grow. Now, the immediate red flags that go up are simply the fact that nobody else really was a witness of these experiments who had come out and said that they had seen these things. And supposedly there are hundreds of people that were involved in the Philadelphia experiment and had been affected by it, and people who had disappeared. And it seems like there should have been some kind of evidence of it, some kind of trace, some witnesses, some people working for the government that would have come out to corroborate these stories. And these things simply never happened. Now, eventually, many years later, Al Bielek will claim that he realized that he was part of the Philadelphia experiment. But that was only after the Philadelphia Experiment movie came out and there was a lot of media attention on it. But prior to this, nobody was coming forward and saying that they had been a part of the project. And you think something like this would have a lot of witnesses. And that's why you get into other conspiracies, that there was mind control, and people had to erase those memories from people's minds, and they had to recover those things from repressed memories. And you get into all sorts of other conspiracies along with that. But we don't really see any strong evidence that there were people who, apart from recovering repressed memories, had any idea of these experiments happening themselves. Now, a lot of the discussion surrounding the Philadelphia experiment and its veracity comes from a man named Robert Gorman, who did a lot of research on the subject. And he was in a unique position because he actually knew this Carlos Allende individual who had started this whole idea in the first place. Now, he worked together with some television programs which had done work on the Philadelphia experiment. You can actually find a lot of those documentaries on YouTube if you look them up and want to look further into this. There are quite a few documentaries on the Philadelphia experiment from TV in the 90s or so, when this got kind of popular, and it was popular before that as well. But I think that the movie really hyped this thing up. But you can find a bunch of documentaries on it where he's interviewed and other people are interviewed on the subject to get some more of the evidence that's put forward. But when he began looking into this, he found the address that the book was sent from, and he realized that Carlos Allende was really a man that he knew from his own hometown, who was named Carl Allen. And he knew Carl Allen's family. He spoke with the family, and what he discovered was Carl Allen was just known for being kind of a strange guy. He wrote notes on all sorts of things. He made up all sorts of stories. And he was just known that way in his family and in his community. He had that kind of reputation. So he was somebody who you wouldn't really trust. Somebody who's, you know, tells fanciful tales. And there are people like that. So there was really no corroboration from his family or anyone else who was involved in these things that he was actually telling the truth about any of it. Now, he also did some further research, and what he found was that the USS Eldridge was not in Philadelphia at the time at all, though it was later. But at the time that the experiment supposedly happened, and we have records, we have people that were there at the time, and, you know, people have interviewed and spoken with people that knew the USS Eldridge. And so we have a lot of, you know, historical fact, at least eyewitness testimony, that the ship was not in Philadelphia at the time, which of course would bring a lot of doubt onto the story as a whole. Another problem with the story is just some of the really extreme claims that Allende makes of himself. He claims that he is an intellectual equal of Albert Einstein, and that he knew Albert Einstein personally, and Einstein had tutored him and taught him about these things. And we simply have no evidence of any of his family members or anyone who has ever admitted or said or given any evidence whatsoever that he had contact with Albert Einstein. Now, I think if we really want to look into this, you can find a lot of the letters of Allende himself and some of the things that he claimed about himself online, pretty free and pretty easy from a quick Google search. And if you look at those, just some of the bizarre claims, I think, will probably get you to question whether this guy is really telling the truth or not. So what are we left with here? We basically have a supposed government experiment that we are supposed to accept as being true on the authority of one person, Carlos Allende or Carl M. Allen. And we're supposed to believe that this guy is credible, even though his family and those who knew him and his community had said that he was the type to just make up stories anyway, stories similar to the Philadelphia experiment. And we really don't have a lot of other people or corroboration. We have a few people that said that they were part of it much later, when it started to get media attention. But none of those people have ever demonstrated any proof that these things actually happened. So was the Philadelphia experiment something that the government was really secretly doing? Does our U.S. government have the powers of time travel and teleportation and invisibility force shields? I doubt it. If these things are really true, we need to see some evidence beyond what we've seen. But it seems, at least for now, that what the Philadelphia experiment is simply an entertaining science fiction story from the creative mind of one man, Carl M. Allen, or Carlos Allende. Thanks so much. If you like this video, subscribe.